Hello and welcome to Word for the Day. This is Father Pete Matthews from St. Patrick's Anglican Church in Lexington, Kentucky. And on today's Word for the Day, we're in Psalm 90, verse 17. As always, I'm reading from the New Coverdale Translation found in the 2019 ACNA Book of Common Prayer. Here's what verse 17 says. And may the grace of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper the work of our hands. O prosper our handiwork. Let me read it again. And may the grace of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper the work of our hands. O prosper our handiwork. I love that petition at the end of that psalm for how rooted it is in just life. So the psalmist is praying a lot of things in this psalm. And at the very end, the psalmist says, hey, we work with our hands. Most people in that time and place would have been farmers. It was an agrarian culture, but there were people who fished. There were craftsmen, you know, there were people that sold in the market. But the point is, people worked, and they worked for a living. And probably because there wasn't a distance between what they produced and then their benefit from it, either what they planted grew or what they planted didn't grow, they had a keener attentiveness to their dependence on God. It's not as though we are less dependent on God. It's simply we can sort of hide from it more. That probably caused them to pray more about these things. But I don't think that's the only reason. In fact, I wouldn't want that to be the main reason. I think the main reason is in the Hebraic mind, which is a mind that should carry into the Christian mind, there's no secular sacred divide. I mean, that's a language thing we use, and it can be useful, but you have to be careful to not let it drive you to sort of a notion that there's the God part of life, you know, like church, prayer, you know, religious stuff, then the non-God part of life, and it doesn't really matter that much. But actually, all of life belongs to God, and actually, spirituality is just living life in this world with God at the center of it. So if one farms, you know, near the Sea of Galilee, then one farms in the presence of God. If one fishes in the sea, one fishes in the presence of God. You can extend that out. When a family gathers for a meal and enjoys the meal and fellowship, they do it in the presence of God. If one goes to the market and buys bread for the household for the day, one does it in the presence of God. And God gave us commands in his Torah, his law, and how to do these things in a way that honor him. That whole mindset carries into Christianity. It's not as though life doesn't matter. In fact, Romans 12:1-2 says essentially, take our lives, as Eugene Peterson paraphrases so aptly in the message, take your everyday walking around life and just offer that to the Lord. Well, the psalmist is capturing that heart. He's saying here, look, prosper the work of our hands, prosper our handiwork. Bless what we do with our everyday lives, God. We want to meet you there. In life, the only place to meet God is in the context of our lives, because all we have is our lives, and all we have is our everyday lives. And so what this does, what's so beautifully, really in contrast to many other religious systems, is it takes all the regular stuff and says it's holy, all the regular stuff and says it's spiritual, all the regular stuff and says it matters to God. So just take what God's given you, honor him with it and through it, and then look to him. Look to him to be the strength and the source of all that you do. Okay, God bless. Have a great day.